Junior, some afternoon. You've played at many levels for many years. Have you played in too many games like that before?
No, never. Obviously, the manner of going, like getting the goal back, making it 2-2, we showed great character to come from 2-0 down. And then conceding right at the end, if, you know, everyone thinks if the game's finished. We've got a good character, good mentality in the squad, and you know, we go down the other end and Chaz puts in a great ball and we end up scoring. So although it's a draw, it feels like a win today.
When you scored the equaliser to make it 2-2, like you were probably the more likely team to go on and win it, and all of a sudden, a couple of minutes later, you find yourself behind.
Yeah, it was on top for that period, as you say. But with a team like Everton, you know, they got good attackers, good 1v1 players, and you know, the ball broke to them in the box. And I almost got a block on it, to be fair, but you know, it's gone past me and it's gone in. But as I say before, we show good character to come back and get the goal.
How many headers do you score in your career?
I don't even think I've got one to my name. Yeah, it's really, really unlike me. But obviously, I have to give the manager some credit because he changed my position, pushed me inside, put Kingy out wide. So, you know, Gozo, prime example. He always arrives at the right time, and it just seemed to happen for me this weekend. Obviously, when I'm playing, Gozo probably has to sit a little bit more. So I'm sure if I was out wide, Gozo would have got it.
In your heart of hearts, once they had scored to make it 3-2, did you think there was any possibility of you having time to go and score another goal?
That's the thing. I wasn't sure if the ref was going to blow the whistle straight away. Obviously, I imagine he added a bit of time on for their celebration. So it was just one of them things. It had to happen then, or it weren't going to happen. And, you know, thanks be to God, Chaz put in a great ball, and obviously I finished it off.
And obviously now, in terms of the spirit, last week you saw a two-goal lead slip away. I guess you take lessons from that last week, what happened to you, to make sure you did the same this week and come back.
Yeah, I think probably the first half, we actually started not too badly and then conceded a few and then didn't really play well. So it was a matter of coming in, sorting ourselves out at half-time, going out and just looking for a reaction, really. I think we pressed a lot better, won the ball higher up the field, and then obviously got a couple of goals, so it was good.